Hello and welcome to this talk. This is a recording of a talk that was given at the All Age Service on Sunday the 7th of November. It's a talk from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, looking at verses 18 through to 26. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for your word. And Father, thank you that you do speak to us. So please teach us this morning. Please help us understand this passage and know what it means for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we are in a section of Matthew's Gospel that began right back in chapter 4. With this section where Jesus has been teaching and then healing. And we have the teaching in this great sermon on the Mount, and then we have Jesus' ministry in action with a particular focus on his healing ministry. And this section comes to an end in the end of chapter 9, in verses 35 through to 38. Our little passage today focuses on two of these healings. Firstly, Jesus heals a sick woman, a woman who's been unwell for 12 years. And secondly, Jesus brings a little girl who has died back to life. Two extraordinary healings, pointing us to who Jesus is as God's promised King, but also showing us that Jesus is the one who can bring life, even in circumstances where it looks impossible. My plan this morning is to look at each of the healings in turn and spend some time focusing on them. So first up, we have this woman who's been unwell for 12 years. But as you see from the passage, it actually begins with this synagogue leader. He comes and he kneels before Jesus and says, verse 18, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live." This Jewish synagogue ruler has total confidence, doesn't he, that Jesus can make a difference. He recognises Jesus for being not just a man, because he kneels before him. And Jesus heads on his way. And it's on the way to his house that we meet this woman who's been subject to bleeding for 12 years. Now, I want us just to think what life would have been like for that woman. Firstly, it's just thinking, 12 years is a long time. What were you doing 12 years ago? That would be November 2009. What were you doing? Where were you living? What job were you doing? I just look back on my own life. I got married in February 2009, so I think I'd been married about 8 months. I was living in London and working as a solicitor. What were you doing? What we do know from this passage is this woman has been ill for all that time. And we know that she's been ill with bleeding. And that is significant. And we've been particularly significant for Matthew's readers, because she would have therefore been unclean, outside of the people of God, unable to worship. At the All Age Service, we spent a bit of time thinking about how this lady would have felt. Life would have been really hard for her. We talked about how she would have felt sad, lonely, maybe angry at her situation. But what do we look? Verse 21, what does she say to herself? "If only I touch his cloak, I will be healed." Just like this synagogue leader, she has total confidence that Jesus can heal her. And so she comes through the crowd and she touches the edge of his cloak. And Jesus turns around and sees her and he says, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. It's an extraordinary story, isn't it? Extraordinary story of how Jesus has turned round this lady's life. The all-age service. We then thought about how she would have felt after the healing. People came up with words such as loved, or joyful, or excited, thankful. Her life has been transformed by Jesus. Now, when you read a miracle like this, some people always ask me, and people have been asking me in this series, does Jesus heal like this today? And the answer to that is, he can. God is God, he can do anything. And he can heal. And every so often you hear a wonderful story of how God has healed someone. And sometimes he uses medical practitioners to do that, the wonderful skill of doctors and nurses. But sometimes he does it miraculously. But I think it's just worth being honest. The Bible never promises healing now. But the Bible does promise this. That when Jesus comes back, his people will be healed. His people, all sickness and disease will end. Isn't that a wonderful thing to know and to trust? So if someone's ill, yes, let's pray for them. But let's pray knowing that ultimately the healing will only fully come when Jesus returns. So we see this lady's life transformed by Jesus. But it's not just this lady's life in the passage that's transformed. It's also the family of this little girl. And Jesus enters, verse 23, the synagogue leader's house. And the first thing he does, he sees this noisy crowd and the people playing pipes. I think that would have been their traditional mourning. And he says something striking. He says, go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep. Now, we know who Jesus is. But if you didn't, those are quite rude words, aren't they? Can you imagine? Stop mourning. The girl's not dead. She's just asleep. Can imagine me. I'm a turn up at a funeral and said that. Everyone would sack me immediately. No wonder, verse 24, the people laughed at him. But after Jesus put that crowd outside, he goes in. And I think he does something wonderfully tender. He takes up this girl by the hand. And she gets up. And again, in the all-age service, we thought about what life would have been like before Jesus arrived. They're devastated. They're mourning. They're sad. How do they feel afterwards? Well, no doubt, overjoyed. Thrilled, thankful, amazed, maybe slightly scared, because Jesus has brought this girl back to life. Jesus has transformed this family. What do we see from this passage in these two amazing miracles? Firstly, we see that Jesus is more than a man. He is God. He is not any old person. But secondly, we see that Jesus can bring life. We get a picture here of the life that Jesus can bring. We see it in part now, but we will see it fully when Jesus returns. At this stage of all our service, I got us to think through what Jesus can offer us now. What is the life that Jesus offers? And we listed them all out. We mentioned things like forgiveness. Jesus offers that now, forgiveness for the things we've done wrong. He offers us a relationship with God, a place in his family, a chance to live life serving him. He gives us the Holy Spirit to dwell in us and change us. He gives us the hope of heaven. He gives us peace, true joy and hope. That is the life Jesus can bring now. And ultimately, when he returns, he will restore all things and make them new. So my last question in your late service to everyone was, do you know this Jesus who can bring life? Have you put your trust in him? And I invited everyone to do that. And for anyone who was not sure what they thought, to find out more. Jesus offers us life, just as he did this woman and this family. Let's praise Jesus for that.